What is up, Golden Hawks? It's Gabe with another episode of Lay Down Laurier, where cool vibes and chill tunes collide. Wow! We're bringing the motto back. We're bringing the motto back. Finally, I know. It's official. We're not changing it. It was a lie. It was a ruse from the start. I never actually wanted to change it. I actually loved it this entire time. And I was just worried about what you people, what you viewers might be thinking about it. I never actually wanted to change it. I was just being peer pressured. How are you guys doing today? If you're new, welcome. Howdy. I'm glad to have you here. And if you're not, and you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you guys are having a lovely week. I know I have. Maybe lovely is a little bit of a... interesting way of describing it, actually. I've had a pretty busy week. This week's been hectic, I'd say, with things that I'll be getting into later on. But mainly just with school, you know? Like, Jesus Christ, there's so much stuff happening with school that it feels like I'm never getting any more time to myself, you know? And it's why I'm glad I still have this show, and it's why I'm glad I'm here, guys. I'm glad I'm here to talk to you. I'm glad I get to spiel about whatever the heck I feel like talking about tonight. And it's why we're still doing this thing, guys. So if you guys are wanting to, I don't know, interact with the show a little bit, you know, provide some input, you know, maybe like talk to me, maybe add up the good old Instagram, you know, maybe your voice might appear on here. Who knows? Lay Down Laurier 25. Yeah, no, busy, hectic week. We have an essay due that your lovely host will be working on while we're listening to the music on the show tonight. He's going to be hard at work, okay? I swear to you, this will be the best essay I've ever written. It's actually due tomorrow, actually, at midnight. So I do have quite a bit of time to work on it, but... you know how I am. Actually, no, you don't know how I am. Most of you guys don't know me, IRL. Thank goodness for that. No, I'm joking. I'd love to meet you guys. So again, Lay Down Laurier 25. If you guys want to show, come on to the show and make a guest appearance, and you guys can get to meet me, you know, your lovely, lovely host, you know, a world-class, actually, celebrity. I actually got fans from all over the world, believe it or not. But, you know, I'd love to meet you guys. But if you do know me and you are listening to the show, you know how much of a procrastinator I am. You know, I hate doing work. You know how lazy I am. And you know that I'm actually a chud in disguise. And all I do is chud about, you know. All I do is chill. All I do is listen to music and watch movies. And that's it. That's all I do. That's actually a big overstatement, actually. I'm exaggerating. I swear, this is not supposed to be a self-deprecating show. This show will not be self-deprecating, actually. It'll be completely chill vibes, okay? Just chill. Just chill, you know? I need a minute to chill, you know? All I do, it's not like all I do is chill, like, from the moment I get home to the moment I wake up and sleep and, it's not like all I do is just, like, sit around and nothing, you know? I'm joking, guys. I'm joking. Also, unironically, I am actually doing work. Wow, we're going to be doing today's episode. So if I seem a little distracted today, guys, that's why. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry you guys can't be the center of attention today. But you guys are getting a whole show dedicated to you guys. So, you know, maybe it's okay. Maybe it's okay. I'm not 100% like the Eye of Sauron, you know? Like, just sitting here and watching, like, that. Wow. I feel like, guys, did my voice just get super, like, boom? Like, I hope not. That was, it was kind of scary. I don't know. I just started crying a little bit. But, yeah, no, I'm not going to be able to give you guys full attention. Because, believe it or not, I am actually a student. Believe it or not, I am in my first year. Believe it or not, first year has gone by so fast. Am I the only one feeling that? Am I the only one thinking that? Like, it hasn't even been like 2 seconds of first year, I feel like, and we're already almost done. I really hope that's not the case for the entirety of uni, because honestly, I've had a blast in uni, and that might actually be why it went by so fast. But you know what? I've enjoyed my time, and I think that that's the most, like, the best part about uni so far has been the fact that I've actually enjoyed it compared to, like, high school, which I did love, by the way. It's just, I guess I just didn't love it as much as I love this. Like, the first 2 years went incredibly slow. But at the same time, the first 2 years were spent in COVID. So I guess that's why, probably. But, Yeah, I know. Uni is going by so fast. And we're at episode 16. Pretty soon we're going to be at episode 20. And it feels like only yesterday we were doing episode 10, guys. And it's just making me so nostalgic and so sad. Guys, you guys are like my family. You guys are like my family. Like, actually, you guys are my family now. You guys are actually my blood brothers and sisters. I'm sorry. What can I say? You guys are actually just like, you guys are part of my soul. You guys are part of my soul. I see you with my soul in my mind. I'm so excited for what the next year is going to bring for us. We shall see. Big things. Big movements. Talking about movements. Many of you guys know that I like to get pretty political, or I guess, pretty political would be the word. You guys know that I like to talk about politics. You guys know I like to speak out a lot on this show. And this week's no different. Guys, these last few episodes have been pretty, like, maybe not last week's episode, but the weeks before that have been pretty open about my opinions and whatnot. And if you guys don't like it, that's really, I say this every episode, it's really too bad. I have a platform, I'm going to use it for good. Is this guy actually a savior? Oh my god. This guy might be a superhero. Oh, person using their platform for things that are actually like good. Oh my god, never before seen, you guys. Talking about big movements, this week I attended a protest. Many of you guys who are listening to me, if you guys do know me, you guys know that I've been quite active and quite open about the fact that I really, really have a huge distaste, for lack of a better word, on air, for Doug Ford. I really, really don't like that man, especially considering the recent cuts to OSAP. Oh, snap. OSAP. Guys, why are the rich actually making it harder for us to get educated? And it's just, the craziest part is that I'm not surprised, you know? I'm not shocked. They're closing the windows of accessibility to education to the people. And I'm not someone who necessarily hope to God won't need OSAP. The first 2 years of my tuition have been paid off, thankfully. And that makes me a privileged person. And I am of the idea that education should not be something of privilege. It is something that should be humanly protected right. And I say human because when we say government protected right, we leave that fight to the government. And the government has shown time and time again that they do not care about our rights. And they do not care about making it so that we the people are educated, that we the people are fed, that we the people are housed, and many, many other things. And I could go on and on and on. But I want to talk more so specifically today about OSAP, because I know that I am in a privileged situation, you know? And like I said earlier, it's something that I really, I am aware of that. And it's why I have to, and why you guys should, if you guys are in a privileged situation, and even if, especially if you guys are in a privileged situation, you guys should be out there marching in solidarity with your brothers and sisters and your people who are not in that same category, who are not in who have the ability to not necessarily feel the pressure that many, 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 many university students are feeling in Ontario currently, and technically around the world, but currently in Ontario. Yeah. We must stand in solidarity and march in solidarity and walk in solidarity. Whatever you can, just move, you know, do something in solidarity with our people, man. Because like it could be your best friend, you know? And even if it wasn't, it's still someone. And that someone shouldn't have to necessarily need to pick between eating today or being able to pay off their month's tuition. Or not their month's tuition, sorry, their tuition for the year. You know? That shouldn't have to be a decision being made. And these cuts to OSAP kind of highlight just how much, like, how little the government cares about the people, and they want us stupid. And I'm not saying that you're stupid for not going to university. What I'm saying is they just don't want us to be able to achieve a further type of education, you know? And it's kind of disgusting. So that's what I did this week. And on March 24th, if I remember correctly, there will be another protest. And I really, 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 really recommend that many of you guys who are listening, if you guys are going to Laurier, you guys spread the word. And if you guys are listening again, that you guys attend. It'll be March 24th, if I'm not mistaken, Queen's Park in Toronto. And that's the details that I have so far. And I will be updating those details soon enough. Probably next episode, I'll give you guys the proper rundown. But I do recommend that you guys show up and peacefully, of course, whatever. And you guys let your voices be heard, because this is a offense to the people. This is a big sign that we need a change. And honestly, if it doesn't happen now, then I fear I must be cut off. I fear I must be cut off. But yeah, I have big feelings about this, and not a lot of them are ones that I can express to you guys on here. So if you really, really, really do care, and if you guys want to have a conversation, this is going to sound like a huge ad, but please talk to me at Laydown Laurier 25. I will respond to you guys if you guys have anything, any messages you guys have to the people about these OSAP cuts. Also, there's going to be a lot of information posted there about any recent, like, any petitions you guys can sign, any protests that are happening. But yeah, this week I did that, and it was probably the greatest sight of human action that I've ever seen in my life. I've been to a couple other protests, I'd say, but I think that day, specifically yesterday, it was really like my ideas of what the human race as a community can do were fully realized. I have big hopes about what we as a community can do and we as a people can do. And when I saw the people marching, when I saw the people chanting, when I saw the community that was gathered, my hopes were affirmed. And I have faith that we as a community, that we as a people will, and as a generation, I'd say, we will be doing better. And that if we continue this fight, that this fight will be the one that future generations will not necessarily have to carry the same burden that we do. And I'm not saying that we are, like, going through the Spanish Inquisition. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that maybe we can leave this world a little bit better than when we got it. Because as of right now, things seem to be in shambles. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to leave it that way. But anyways, we're going to get right into the show. Because that was a lot of talk. And this is, after all, still a music show. And your host needs to lock back in on his schoolwork. Yeah, we have a good show today, and I think you guys are going to like it. It's a lot more relaxing than it usually is. If you guys aren't big fans of country, that's okay. But if you're not necessarily tapped in, you might feel like this is country music. And that's okay, too. But it's kind of important that you guys kind of keep an open mind tonight. So without further ado, this is Neil Young's Old Man. That was Old Man by Neil Young, a song that I've been, like, I've actually been getting into Neil Young a lot more recently. His album, Harvest Moon, which I'm going to be playing up right next, has one of the greatest album covers I've ever seen in my entire life. It's actually, like, it's perfect. It's, I don't know if you guys haven't seen it, it's this guy, like, a silhouette of, like a scarecrow guy. And the song that I just played is not on Harvest Moon, but it is one of his most popular songs, and it's one of the songs that I really, really like, because and it's not because of the chorus, which everybody seems to glaze. It's not a bad chorus by any means. It's a really good one, actually. But the issue is that people tend to focus on it way too much, when the in-between parts, the verses are actually, like, so beautiful. Like, they have this kind of like foresty, like a forest chant, like kind of like Golden Brown, except, like, rather than it being medieval, like, in nature, it's a lot more like fantasy forest vibes, you know what I mean? And I really, really like it. And it's the part that I really wanted to highlight. There's no real particular reason I picked the song. It's just kind of just some one that I've been listening to a lot recently, or at least this week. And I hope you guys liked it. I know I did. Of course I did. I picked it. But the next song is a lot calmer. I'm kind of considering maybe moving it, guys. Maybe I move this one to the end. Actually, yeah, we're going to move this song to the end because it's a lot chiller and it would be a great way of ending today's episode. But this next song, since we were talking about OSAP, this next song goes out specifically, sorry guys, I'm having troubles locking in. This next song goes out to Doug Ford and the Conservative Party in general, and any fascists that want to say that they're for the people. This song is not a niche song at all, but it is one that came under my radar like a year ago. Obviously, as you guys already know, I'm a pretty big fan of this creator or artist, and he's one of the most glazed artists of all times. But still, I feel like this song specifically holds a lot of truth given the matters. This is Ballad of a Thin Man by, you guys already know, Bob Dylan. That was Ballad of a Thin Man by Bob Dylan. I actually am a big Bob Dylan guy. I've talked about him before on the show, and I've made references to him before as well. But honestly, I think I feel like he's heralded as this godlike figure, and I don't like it too much. I don't think he was this like, I can't see necessarily why he was so like, why he's so credited by so many people, but I will say that he makes really, really good music, and the messages within the music are really, really important to me, at least. I don't necessarily know how or why he was so heralded, but like, because like, for example, like Jimi Hendrix, he covers like so many of his songs, like All Along the Watchtower, not the greatest song by Jimi Hendrix, in my opinion. It's really, really great, but like, it's the most played one, at least on Spotify it is. And it's also a it is a Bob Dylan cover. I've played both of them on the show before, and soon enough, I will be playing them both again. But it's one of the greatest songs that I, in my opinion, have ever heard as well. And which is kind of ironic because I just said it's not my most favorite Jimi Hendrix song. Little the Wing takes the cake without a doubt. And it's also not like a niche pick either. These are very surface level picks, you guys. I'm like an in-between, like, on some niche stuff, but also like it's like entry level niche, you know what I mean? Like, these are not like, for example, Bob Dylan, people know about Bob Dylan, people know about, like, I don't know. Oh, here's a good example, Susie and the Banshees. Like, I love Susie and the Banshees. I also love Bikini Kill, and like, those are not common picks currently, and they are not at the forefront of the mainstream. But if we're going to alternative cultures or like alternative subcultures, they're not like super like underground either. You know what I mean? Like, these are like picks that like they're entry level niche picks. You know what I mean? But back to what I was saying originally, Bob Dylan, just spectacular. And I think that the message rings true. My favorite part, at least, is the circus part at the very beginning, where he talks about the geek who tosses him a bone. And there's a lot of people who like question kind of like, who was this thin man? And it's a good question. The way I view it is personally that the government or the thin man is just the personification of like the system, I guess. Or I guess like, yeah, I guess it is just the personification of the system. There's a lot to unpack about this song, but I think that it does ring true, and it is a direct message to Doug Ford. It is a direct message to conservatives, anyone on the right, at least. But yeah, we're going to continue listening to Bob Dylan, actually. Today's theme, hopefully you can kind of guess it after, but you guys will figure it out. Next up, we have The Times They Are Changing by Bob Dylan. Gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. That was The Times, They Are Changing by Bob Dylan. Kind of a more direct protest song, one that has garnered a lot of attention. Some people argue that it is Bob Dylan's greatest song, or one of like his best song. I personally don't necessarily agree with that. But I do feel like it is a really good song when it comes to like pointing out as to why he was considered a political figure. If you guys haven't guessed, tonight's show is going to be a lot more like folk. Like it is just folk actually. But technically Neil Young is kind of like country rock, but that's whatever. He's like, it's a lot more like, I don't know. It'll be like a folky like vibe we got going on today. That's the vibe. But you can kind of see why he was heralded as like a political folk musician. Technically folk is all political if you like in the way that all art and music is political, but also folk music has ties to politics. Pete Seeger, Woody Guthrie, Lead Belly. These guys are all technically Lead Belly was I'm pretty sure blues, but I mean, like, you see the blues influence in Ballad of a Thin Man, at least, like, with the electric guitar. Ballad of a Thin Man was on Highway... Ooh, forgot the name of the album. Someone stoned me to death. Someone stoned me to death, actually. That was all... it was Highway 61 Revisited. That was kind of Bob Dylan's introduction to electrical music or electric rock. Well, just rock in general, I guess. But like, there's that, like, that's the entire, like, point of the like, a Rolling Stone movie. It's like the outrage, or we kind of see his journey up until when he goes electric, quote unquote. A lot of people, like, just, I don't know, they glaze Bob Dylan a little way too much. But I do love him a lot. I feel like every time I make an opinion like that, I guess like it's open to criticism as most opinions are, and that's fair. But I feel like honestly it's just like people are quick to kind of assume that I'm being very heavy-handed with my words. Like if I'm saying he's glazed a little bit too much, does not mean that I do not like him. I love Bob Dylan. I had a whole Bob Dylan phase, but I've kind of got to a point where I'm like, oh, like, maybe he's just not as good as I thought he was, honestly. We're going to go back a little bit to Neil Young's War of Man, because I took out a song, and that was really wrong of me to do. I'm going to play it back, but yeah. This is War of Man by Neil Young. That was Neil Young's War of Man. Another, like... I just have big feelings about Neil Young because I feel like I don't know enough about him. I know he's Canadian, if I recall. But like, bro, War of Man is his hardest song in the sense where it's like, this is like the heaviest he'll get. And like, cause he's like, he's country rock technically, like I said earlier, but this is the hardest his music gets from what I've listened to so far. I'm not too deep into his discography just yet. But, what was I saying? I'm a big fan of that bass line. Like, the bass line really kills it for me. And then also, like, the whole no one wins part. The vocals that, like with, I don't know who it is. It kind of reminds, like, the girl's voice, the lady in the song. Her voice reminds me a lot of, like Stevie Nicks. Like, Fleetwood Mac. Very much akin to that. Just a little bit. Maybe I'm going crazy. Maybe I don't know what I'm saying, but that's what it reminds me of at least. And I'm a big sucker for her voice. I love Fleetwood Mac. Actually, that's a lie. I'm not. It's weird. I only listen to like the same three songs by Fleetwood Mac, but that's okay. I feel like Fleetwood Mac is one of those like bands that you have to listen to if you're trying to get more into rock. That's kind of besides the point, but the entire song is a pretty good one. I also really like the constant ringing of the bell. I don't know if that would be a bell, but it's just kind of like it's a dinging of some sorts, you know what I mean? And in my opinion, I think it adds to the song a lot. Next up, we have, this is a new one for me. This guy's a new guy for me. New to this year, I guess, is, and I was listening to him the other day, and like, I feel like he's kind of like, I don't know about him too much. I don't really know. I just found out about this guy. But he's kind of got like Bob Dylan vibes, except like he's kind of like the poster boy of like what folk music is supposed to be. I don't really know how to explain it apart from that. But this is Jackson C. Frank with Child Fixin' to Die. That was Child Fixin' to Die by Jackson C. Frank, if I remember correctly. Yes, I did. That's just how new he is to me, you guys. I actually just don't know anything about this guy, and I'm going to get more into him so that you guys can listen to him more. I'll probably play more by him, but I feel like that wording was really, really, like, spectacular, in my opinion. I think that's kind of... It's like a... If Bob Dylan could sing and also like he kind of had more of like a somber Johnny Cash vibe, except Johnny Cash made folk music, but it wasn't like, it was more like country folk. You know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it, but also he kind of like moved away from his folk like vibe. Like Rings of Fire is not like a folk song at all, but he kind of got that fame, became a little bit more poppy, but whatever. I wish I could tell you guys more about Jackson C. Frank, but truly I have nothing to say. I also really like, I'm pretty sure that's just the acoustic guitar completely, but the dum-dum that you hear a lot throughout the song, also really, really impactful because it kind of like mixes with the somberness and like heavy tone of his voice. And like, I really like that in a song. And also, like, the tone is pretty simple, and it's something that I could see getting played, like, I don't know why it doesn't get played more, honestly. Next song is one that is also a lot less folky. It's more, it's kind of rocky sounding, but it's not necessarily rock. It's also in Spanish, so I really hope you guys like it. If you guys don't know, I am Mexican, Colombian. And it's important to me that you guys listen to a lot more Spanish music because there's so much Spanish music that isn't being played on the radio and should be. And it kind of gets cupped into one singular like sound. And while I don't hate the sound that it gets cupped into, there's just so much music, like Latin music, and just Spanish music in general that just gets overlooked so much. Especially when it comes to like Spanish rock. But yeah, this is Solo Le Pido a Dios by Leon Gaico. My bad, guys. Rough intro, rough start, guys. This essay is really, really beating on me, you know? That was Solo Le Pido a Dios by Leon Gaico. Many people were calling him the Bob Dylan of Spanish rock, and I just don't agree. I simply just don't agree at all. He has this song called Los Salieros de Charlie, I think it was. Not my cup of tea. Guys, I swear I'm actually good at speaking Spanish, by the way. I do know how to speak Spanish. I just get nervy. I just get a little nervy doing it on the big you know, radio waves. You know, I just get a little nervous about it. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. But yeah, no. He's not my favorite. He's just too bland, in my opinion. Like that song, it was like, it's good, but it's just like a weird like mix between like, how do I explain it? Like a weird mix between like folk music and like rock. It's like folk rock, and I'm not a big fan of it, I'd say. At least that's how I like perceive it, but it could be better, in my opinion. It definitely could be better. And that's really all I have to say about that. I mean, like, the lyrics are pretty good if you know how to speak Spanish, but they're not out of this world spectacular either, though. And that's kind of what I don't like. But yeah. There's this other guy who I didn't put on this list, sadly. But he's probably my favorite, actually. If you guys search up this song called Ratas by Rodriguez, I forget what his first name was. All I remember is his last name. But Ratas by Rodriguez. I'll just play it next show. And hopefully you guys will tune in, and hopefully you guys love it. But that would be my favorite Spanish. He would be the Bob Dylan of Spanish rock. But yeah. We're going to move it along because we are nearing the end. Not just yet, but we are nearing the end. I know, guys. I'm so sorry. But I got to finish this essay. This essay's due, guys. Guys, will I finish this by 12 p.m.? We will find out soon enough. Well, it's 12 a.m. tomorrow. Well, technically 11:59 p.m. tomorrow. But whatever, guys. Whatever. This next song actually has an interesting story to it. It speaks to me a lot more, I'd say, than most of the other songs. Actually, not a lot more, but it does speak to me quite a bit. This song is, I'll explain it to you guys afterwards, like the name afterwards. But this is Ice Got Your Tongue by Cold Fish Sticks. Ice Got Your Tongue by Cold Fish Sticks. It's interesting what you'll see online. I found this creator on TikTok, and she has this song called Iceman Cometh. And I thought that, like, it was so strange. Not like the content of the song, because it reverberates to me quite heavily, given my Mexican descent and Mexican Colombian descent. Obviously, but and also, like, not just that, but just kind of like my views and my opinions on humanity and whatnot. But what was I saying? Oh yeah. I think what I found strange was the fact that, like, there are people who put their music fully onto a TikTok, and this creator is one of those people. Not in this song, but like I said, Iceman Cometh, and it's like a whole song, and it's such a good song too. But I feel like, and maybe I'm tweaking, but I feel like it just kind of like not kills it for me, but there's something about it that I just like, the aura gets lost a little bit, and it just makes me feel a little like, damn. Because the association or the connotation that it's been listened to or found on TikTok, it just kind of like, will I be listening to this on my free time? Like, if I'm walking around, will I play the song? That's kind of the question that gets popped into my brain because of the fact that I found it on TikTok. Like, that it was a song that appeared on my For You page, you know? I don't know. It does affect me. And I guess, like, not affect me to, like, an insane degree, but it is something that I do think about. But, yeah. This creator is great, by the way. And I do think that you guys should check out their music. Listen to Iceman Cometh. It's solely the demo, so not necessarily the version that I found online. But this was Cold Fish Sticks, and yeah, this concludes the show. It was kind of an emotional one at the beginning. I felt a lot of things at the beginning. Maybe it's the fact that I'm tired and I'm hungry, but it did weigh heavily on me when I was saying those things. And it's an important show today, at least. I really want to, before I go, reiterate what I was saying earlier. Please, if you're listening, especially if you are a student, please make your voice heard, because maybe not one person's voice, but the voice of millions will change the world. Ooh, ooh, ooh. But your voice is super important. And with the recent restrictions on education and the fact that the access to education is such a privilege, if you are going to uni, that is already like a great step. But making your voice heard is also really important, because that's one thing that the government will never be able to take away from you. They may try, but you will always have a voice. And as long as you keep using it, guys, it's spectacular. And make sure to, you know, go and protest, guys. Go and support your people. Go and support your community. And I hope to God that yesterday, at least, and hopefully on March 24th, if I get that date correct. Let me recheck that, actually. We will be double-checking this right now. March 23rd, my bad, not 24th. Hopefully, the government feels, more specifically Doug Ford, but the government feels at least 10 times the pressure that an average university student goes through when having to deal with monetary issues such as tuition costs, food costs, living costs, clothing costs, just costs in general, because it costs $1 million to take every step and every breath of air to go outside simply. Hopefully that the government feels that pressure at least tenfold, because truly it is an immense pressure. And it gets even more immense when you have to realize, like, when you are faced with the fact that this tuition that you thought was going to be a set amount that you were able to plan, like, kind of around, just gets increased exorbitantly. And also, you're like, the next 8 years after you're done school are going to just be dedicated to paying it off. And it's quite disgusting. Truly, it is quite disgusting, but it doesn't have to be that way. And as long as we the people unite, which sounds like a very, 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 very optimistic and a very, 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 like, ugh, way of saying it. But as long as we the people unite, we will never be defeated. You know what I mean? The people united will never be defeated, whatnot. But yeah, that concludes my little segment of tonight's show. I hope you guys had a great night listening to me talk about whatever and viewing the show or reviewing music, you know? Again, I want to say I appreciate you guys for listening to me. Thank you. This is episode 16, which means we are four episodes away. Ugh, maybe I do need this education, guys. We are four episodes away from the end of the show, or not the end of the show, but episode 20. That was a mistake, guys. Episode 20, we are not ending the show. The show keeps going. My bad. We are five episodes away from episode 20. And another, I guess, milestone. Every time we get to like the decades, maybe not decades, but every time we get like past 10 episodes, every 10 episodes, I get really excited, because it's like, wow, another 10 episodes just went by. But yeah, if you guys really want to interact with the show, if you guys want details about any politics, whatnot, lay down Laurier 25. I will be posting stuff about it. But without further ado, I want to say thank you guys. And yeah. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. This closing song is the one that I moved. This is Neil Young's Harvest Moon. Good night, Laurier.